The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
It's time for On Demand Talk Radio. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels. And now, the voice of white privilege, here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Friday episode of the Nate Darling Show. Diana not with us today, handling some family issues, hopefully back next week. I believe this weekend, where was she having that show?
Tommy T's,
Rancho Cordova.
Opening for B-flat.
That's right. Tonight, tomorrow, and I think Sunday?
I think so.
Yeah, so head on out to Tommy T's and Rancho Cordova and say hello to Diana. Just tell her the Nate Darling Show sent you.
She's go check her out.
Normally on it. Let's see what we got. Coming up on the show today, we're going to find out what everybody's Secret Service code name would be.
Nice.
As an ode to the Republican debate last week. Katy Perry dissed a superfan. Ooh.
Probably deserved it.
The most conservative and liberal cities. Plus, how did Alex Trebek get trolled on his own show? I trolled your mother, Trebek.
Yes! Those were the best.
We'll get into all of that.
It just, the Burt Reynolds.
Just turned itself down. What's going on? So yeah, like we mentioned, Diana, at Tommy T's this weekend. Kareem, you got any plans? Other than watch your Steelers win?
Yes, I'm going to watch them beat the Rams this weekend. I got a wedding to do Sunday.
Oh, are you performing the ceremony?
Performing the ceremony. This young couple in Midtown, nice. So over at the state capitol.
Cool.
Capitol wedding.
And then I'm going to go check Diana out one of those nights. Probably Saturday night.
If she put you on the list? Are you gonna roll out the hard cash?
I think I can get out. I think I can get in over there.
Okay.
I've performed there before. I can get in.
Oh, I see. You got the
rub some shoulders,
the black privilege card?
I got the black privilege card, yeah.
Excellent.
Well, that's cool. Sam, anything good coming up? More time with the girlfriend?
Yeah, there's going to be some time with the girl. Not a lot, but what's today? Friday?
This is the Friday show,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, I'm going to be going to the AC/DC show in San Francisco tonight.
Nice. I thought about that, but... Yeah. I couldn't think of any of my friends who would go. I wish I'd known you were going. I would have been the third wheel.
Yeah, dude. Well, you remember Alejandro, my friend.
I do.
Came on the show one time. He's a hardcore AC/DC fan forever, and his birthday was a week and a half ago.
Okay.
And so I had a coworker who had tickets and couldn't go. He was getting rid of them. Very low price. And,
nice.
I was like, well, there's a birthday gift right there.
Where are you guys sitting?
I don't recall. But that's not what's important.
How are you getting there? Are you going to take a romantic ferry ride like I did?
Yeah, we were looking at the options. The ferry will not be open at the time that the concert is.
Wrong.
No, we looked on the internet.
No. The Larkspur Ferry is running for the AC/DC show.
Oh, they've got a special...
yes, run. Just like for Billy Joel.
Okay.
Now, it might be sold out because... Well, I don't know. Billy Joel sold out because the Transbay Tube was closed.
Right. That was the only option then. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, man. Okay. I'm going to look that up. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah.
Nate Darling dropping some knowledge.
That's right. You listen to this show, you could save $85.
Right.
If you're Sushi Brian, listen to the last show to find out why that is. Or you can find out, let me see, let me go ferry schedule. Let's see.
Because I thought we had this handled, man. I looked on the website. I told him, I was like, yeah, Nate went and took the ferry to Billy Joel. And so we're looking and it says, no, they close at like 4 or 5 on
it. No, there was one. And see, here's the thing. It's got to be to specific things. I ended up finding it. Larkspur Ferry, AC/DC. So the internet works. You talk out loud like that. Special events, Golden Gate Ferry. AC/DC in concert, Friday, September 25th. Ferry departs Larkspur at 6:15 p.m.
Perfect.
To see these rock and roll legends.
What's their cost? I'm curious.
$12 each way.
Not bad at all.
Per person. So it's $24 round trip. if you're off on Friday, do what we did, get there early because Marin Brewing Company is right near the ferry.
Good
so
call.
Get something to eat and get that. You know
it's
what
a
I'm
pro
gonna,
tip.
You know what I'm going to do, Sam? I'm going to do this for you because I like you. I'm going to let's see if I can find you over here real quick.
You're going to post that link so I can find it.
I'm going to send you a message.
Oh.
And let's see, find the one. Oh, I'm just going to send it to the whole effing group.
God bless you, sir.
The group message that we'll have. This is great for all the listeners. there you go, Sam. It's in the conversation.
You're
on
a
Facebook.
Saint.
So you can. There you go. Just
oh, ding.
Ding. It's knowledge being passed. So that's coming up. Let's see. Not much. Leslie,
you're still flying solo.
Leslie is at this point done with her work in Europe and is off to Italy, to Venice, and then a cruise to Greece and Croatia and Turkey.
Wow, so, lucky lady!
Well, she's been planning this for quite a while, yeah. So and she deserves to take a nice vacation and do that. And she planned it on the tail end of work, so.
Because she's brilliant.
Well, it all makes sense. And she's in Europe with one of her friends who's one of her coworkers, and it all sort of makes sense. So this weekend, I think I might actually lay low. Because last weekend I had to work on Saturday for a half day. And then Sunday I spent a good hour and a half figuring out this new goddamn audio board that I bought. And plugged everything in. I swear to God, I plugged everything in. I'm like, this should be good. And I plugged in my headphones and I couldn't hear anything. And I'm like, shit.
What?
So then I hit the button, the PFL button, and I go, aha, I can hear it. And then
I looked for life.
And I looked over and it's a preview live, whatever it is. I could hear it in my headphones, but it wasn't going into the recorder. And I'm like, well, that's no good. So I fucked around with it for about 20 minutes. And then I got the manual. And the manual really wasn't that much help, but finally I figured out what I was doing wrong and was able to get everything squared away. So obviously you can hear my voice. It's all working. And, you know, whether you hear me with reverb or without reverb, all stuff we can do with the new board. Hey, everybody.
Computer load.
Well, and here's the beauty thing. If I want to go... no, Kareem, you don't get to sound like this.
What?
What?
Kareem, you are not one of us, Kareem.
Nope.
We are the androids. You are an apple.
Racist androids.
Turn that off. So we will have some fun stuff at some point for everybody. So let me turn that back up so we can get that. There we go. Okay. So yeah, I'm looking forward to a weekend of not much of anything. I don't know who the 49ers are going to lose to this weekend, but I'll watch that.
Another $10 in
on it. I'm not betting again.
I think the 49ers might be okay.
Who are they playing?
I can't remember. As long as they're not playing our offense, they're good.
Well, they won week one, but I'm like, hey, everybody calm down. They're playing the Vikings at home.
Yeah,
I know the Vikings won week two, but here's the thing about the NFL. None of it makes any sense. Although I have not been disappointed in 2 weeks that there has been a video of a Bills fan attempting to hurt themselves after.
Oh, Lord.
After drinking. Week one, a guy did a bat spin and then ran headlong into the front of a parked bus.
Oh, yeah.
This week, a Bills fan got all drunk and then tried to do a wrestling move. He tried to do the RKO on a slam man. For whatever reason, there was a slam man in the parking lot with a Tom Brady jersey on it. I guess everybody could punch Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Well, he tried to do that, and he slipped and fell.
Oh.
it was hilarious.
49er fans have been fighting the last 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, the first week it was outside of Levi's Stadium. This past week it was a Buffalo Wild Wings in Southern California.
Yeah.
So there's no rhyme or reason to any of it.
And the funny thing is, they weren't even fighting. So the 49ers and Steelers played, and they weren't even fighting Steelers fan. They were fighting, like,
there was a Giants fan. Some pussy in a Phil Sims jersey just dancing around the outside and then decides to jump in and swing on two people who are already down. By the way, fuck you, Giants fan. New York Giants, by the way, not San Francisco Giants. Yeah. Did you guys see the season premiere of South Park about 10 days ago now?
Did not.
No. You should go check it out. Now, they're all online if you didn't get a chance to record it. But South Park got a new principal. It was PC principal, and he was going to wipe out white. He's going to wipe out white privilege, and well, check people's privilege. Basically, here's a little clip of what was going on.
Hey, now watch me, nay, nay. Okay, now watch me, where, watch me, nay, nay.
Why me do? All right, pledges, listen up. Congratulations on making it to the final cuts.
Now. For some reason, PC Principal met a bunch of other PC guys, and they started a PC fraternity in town, not affiliated with anything. And Stan's dad ended up pledging somehow. He went over to complain about the noise, and he ended up drinking and pledging. So that's what this is.
It's time for the final test. So what you're going to have to do to prove you belong with PC is go out there and check someone's privilege.
Finally, yes!
I'm sorry, I don't know what that is.
Topher, can you explain? Check your privilege, please.
That's getting someone to acknowledge your own inherent privileges and reminding them to put them aside in order to better understand another human's plight.
Yeah, see, there's still people out there like Brett f***ing Favre who think that when we all stand up and applaud Caitlyn Jenner at the ESPY Awards, he can get away with one of these bullshit claps. It's called clapping, Favre. What the f*** are you doing? You washing your hands? You're either on board or you're not, bro. Now, if he's going to bring shame on someone, then he can have his privilege checked and have a little shame brought down on him.
You want me to shame Brett Favre?
No, because there's somebody even worse now.
It's Kyle asleep in his bed.
Oh, dear.
And all the pledges are around his bed, and then... So they woke him up, and then they rolled a bunch of pigs into his bedroom with Bigot spray painted on them. But they spelled Bigot, B-I-G-G-I-T. But the real overarching theme of this episode of South Park was Caitlyn Jenner. And what a brave, courageous hero.
What's this about, Kyle?
Your son said some things to a fourth grade girl that frankly make me want to puke. Now that I'm principal, I'm not going to allow anyone at the school to be made feel unsafe and harassed.
What did he say?
You'll have to excuse my language. I don't think Caitlyn Jenner is a hero. This kind of transphobic and bigoted hate speech isn't going to fly here, bro. I thought we were all on board that Caitlyn Jenner is an amazing, beautiful woman who had the exquisite bravery of a butterfly flying against the wind. And then this shit comes out of people's mouths.
PC Principal, I'm sure Kyle was just referring to Bruce Jenner as a person and not trying to say anything against...
You got a f***ing problem, bro?
No?
Because it's not Bruce f***ing Jenner, it's Caitlyn, and she's a f***ing stunning woman! Or maybe you're the one teaching him to demean women in the first place, huh? What's up? What's f***ing up, bro?
Look, maybe we can all just take...
Get the f*** out of here, dude!
Wow.
Yeah, So I urge you to watch South Park because
I mean, watch that one.
Yeah,
as now, do they play the whole episode online, or it's just little
oh no,
clip,
you, you can go to comedycentral.com and watch the whole episode.
That's fantastic.
Every episode of South Park is at southparkstudios.com. Okay, see, you've learned more stuff by listening to the show.
Damn it, Nate.
So after the big Republican debate, Jimmy Fallon decided to have a little fun. And he engaged Hillary Clinton as they did a little fake phone call with Jimmy Fallon as Donald Trump.
Hello? Who's this?
Congratulations, you're speaking to Donald Trump.
Oh, hello, Donald.
How are you, Hillary? I haven't seen you since my last wedding.
Well, I'm sure I'll see you at the next one.
Anyway, I just finished the GOP debate. As usual, I was fantastic. Everyone loved me. Now, look, I know you're about to go out for your interview with Jimmy Fallon, but he's a total lightweight. So I'm going to do him a favor and interview you instead.
That's great. You know how much I love being interviewed. As long as you don't start talking over me when I'm trying to make a
point. Question one. You recently said, quote, Mr. Trump insults and dismisses women. But tell me, what would you do to help women in this country?
You know, Donald, I've spent my entire career fighting for women's rights. I'll push for equal pay in the workplace, for protecting women's health and reproductive rights, making quality, affordable child care a reality for families. That's what I believe in. That's what I'm fighting for. You know, I'm really curious, Donald. What is your stance on women's issues?
Look, I know a lot of women, and they all have issues.
Can't disagree with him there.
She was laughing pretty good at that one.
Get your message across to the American people.
Well, look, Donald, it's a long campaign, and traveling across our great nation, I'm listening to people's stories. I'm confident Americans will see I can deliver for them, that they can count on me for them and their families.
See, you sound like a robot. bleep, Lord, does not compute. You want to win? Here's what you got to do. First, yell. I yell all the time. In fact, this phone isn't even plugged in. I'm just yelling.
And it goes on from there. But you get the idea. That's that clip is online if you want to check that out. Not bad. Not bad. I enjoy the fact that she seems to be having a good time with it. There was also a little MMA fight this past weekend. Benny Madrid had a good night. He won his fight, and he was very, very excited to tell all of the people he loved, thank you.
Henry, everybody that believes in me, my wife, my girlfriend.
That's right, his wife, his girlfriend.
That poor guy. That's embarrassing.
He cleared up the confusion on in a comment on Sports Illustrated's Facebook page by writing, "It's my girlfriend / fiance that's going to be my wife. I was caught up in the moment."
Totally understandable.
When you think he'd just spend the past several minutes being pummeled about the head,
in the face, yeah.
and you know, having his neck squeezed so no blood could get to his brain, that sort of thing, things that happen in an MMA fight. So. Congratulations.
My wife, my girlfriend. It's understandable.
And it is completely, completely understandable. Well said, Sam.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool. Oh, nicknames. Nickname. Oh, sorry. We didn't. Hold on.
Did we skip the nicknames?
We did. So you know what I'm going to do this? Cool or Tool. South Park. Kareem.
Cool.
Sam?
Very cool.
Absolutely cool. Up next in Cooler Tool, Hillary. Hillary, Sam?
She's playing it very cool.
Kareem?
She's cool on that one.
I have never seen her more alive than I did in that clip, so yeah. I'm going to go with cool.
Yeah.
And finally, excuses, Kareem.
Tool?
Sam?
My first day of this new year, I had an enlightened moment doing hot yoga, and the yoga instructor said, why don't you pick a phrase for your year and let that be your mantra? My mantra was make no excuse. Excuses are tool.
Yeah, there's no excuse for excuses.
Excuses are bad. You hear me? I'm up inside Kim Kardashian's vagina.
I thought that was you.
Yeah. Kid number two's up in here. We were just discussing. God. Yeah, there's plenty of room. I can swing elbows. We're playing basketball in here, actually. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, come on. This kid, here's the fun part. Looks just like Chris Humphreys. That's really going to piss old Kanye off. Ha ha! God acts in mysterious ways.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right, so that's cool or tool. Promised. I got all mixed up. So one of the questions in the second Republican debate was they asked everybody what they would like their Secret Service code name to be, which yielded some very interesting answers. My favorite was Carly Fiorina, who picked Secretariat, apparently referring to her own horse face.
Oh!
Ted Cruz said Cohiba because he is, he's Cuban.
I don't know Cohiba.
It's a cigar. And Marco Rubio risked pissing off Florida State fans by saying he wanted his code name to be Gator. You know, Florida Gators.
Okay.
He's from Florida. So, Sam, if you could pick your own Secret Service code name, what would it be?
It would be Endless Mike, named after the bully from one of my favorite childhood TV shows, The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Okay.
It just sounds badass. Endless Mike.
Kareem, do you have a Secret Service code name that you'd like to be known by?
Voodoo Child.
Okay.
Voodoo Child.
Yes.
I like it. It's got this certain mystery and a certain youthful vigor to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with White Privilege.
Good one.
Here comes White Privilege. Everybody get ready for White Privilege. But you don't have to make one up anymore, because the Washington Post came up with a generate your very own Secret Service code name.
Your own cervix?
Generate your own cervix. Mm-hmm. So here are everybody on the show.
Ooh.
I did it for you. Fantastic. Ahead of time. And then hit it, so you couldn't find it unless you clicked the button, the little plus key. But you know how to get it, how to
look
do that.
At you, mister.
So Diana, who's not here, her code name would be Crookedile. Crookedile.
That's fun. Crookedile Dundee.
There. You know what? Here's the fun part. Everybody in here, except for me, sticks with a theme. So Crookedile is Diana. Sam, you are the Sentinel Tuna.
Okay. The Sentinel Tuna.
Sentinel Tuna.
That sounds pretty badass. I love spicy tuna sushi. It's my favorite.
Kareem, you are Kingfish.
Yeah, you are.
And I got Eagle Eye.
So you're the predator coming up from above trying to swoop in and eat us.
Apparently I am.
Wow.
I just found that. I just noticed that now, too, that it was...
Sentinel Tuna.
Sentinel Tuna. That's a great name for a ska band, isn't
Total
it?
Total ska. Yeah.
Dude... Sentinel
Tuna.
That's some weird craziness. All right, let me just say right now, thank you to everybody who's been shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It's been great. August was a great month. September is coming on. You can do better. You can do better, and I know you will. With Halloween coming up, you can buy your Halloween candy.
Yeah,
you can buy your Halloween costumes. You can buy them all on Amazon.com. Have them shipped right to your door. Holiday presents, too. This is the best one. They will, for an extra buck or two, gift wrap for you. And they do a nice job. They don't do that shitty job with the corners that you do when you wrap. And you know you do. You know there's that gap on one corner. And yeah. You don't have a bow or whatever. No, they will gift wrap for you and ship it. So it gets shipped in a plain brown box, and inside plain brown box, boop, wrapped present.
Beautiful.
So
I hope someone sends me a pre-wrapped Amazon gift. Honestly, I'd feel so...
To your new apartment?
I'd feel so good.
Yeah, it's been great for me with my family on the East Coast. I don't have to worry about flying with gifts. I can just have them shipped right there. Then I get there, I open up the boxes. Oh, they're already wrapped. Here you go. Boom, done. And even if you're not going across the country, if you got to load presents here and there and go ahead and do that, ugh, don't want to do that. Like weddings, we're coming to the end of wedding season. Kareem's doing a wedding this weekend. You want to send wedding gifts? That's a great way of doing it.
Good call. Yeah.
That's it.
And if you don't know what to get somebody, here's the best thing. Get them an Amazon gift card, because all you need is their email address. So like when my friend Randy would cat sit the cats and I wanted to spiff him up because he would do it for like if I was gone for quite a while, I would just go on Amazon.com and I would put in his email address. Boom. Emails him a gift card.
That's so kind.
That's all there is to it. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to stand in line. You don't have none of that.
So this gift card thing, that works also through the Nate Darling Shop you can, Amazon tab.
Correct. You go ahead and just click on the Shop Amazon tab and you can buy gift cards and send those out. And through the electronic mail.
And a reminder, what would make it easier for you and everyone is to simply open the shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com, mm-hmm. and then bookmark that page.
Yeah, put it right in your toolbar, and then you just have to click that anytime you want to go.
Every time
you go. Makes life simple. So go ahead and do that and give it a shot. If you like vinyl, they have sales on vinyl all the time. There's Amazon Prime Music that is music that's included in your Amazon Prime membership if you have that. And they just started this, and Leslie tried it out when she went on her trip. Amazon Prime Instant Video
right.
has a whole library of stuff that you can download to your laptop, to your iPad.
So you don't need Wi-Fi.
You can watch it offline.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a kick in the balls of Netflix and everyone else.
They just started that. So Jeffrey Tambor won an Emmy for Best Actor for Transparent, which is an Amazon series. You can only watch it on Amazon Prime. Yeah.
So get with it, folks.
Yeah, whole lots of stuff going on.
You don't got it,
that.
You're missing out.
All right. Now, Kareem, do you like baseball?
I like it.
Sam, do you like baseball?
Baseball is one of my preferred sports.
There you go. Well, I think that's great. Well, here's the thing. Vin Scully, one of the most recognized names in baseball, he's been doing Dodger games since they were in Brooklyn in the 50s. Here's the thing about Vin Scully doing baseball games. Sometimes the game gets boring and they do move slowly, and sometimes they're a little bit out of hand, and that's when the camera starts to rove to the crowd. And Vin Scully always takes notice of what's going on.
No score, bottom of the second inning. Little youngster in mom's arms having some fun. I always remember long before we had children, I would see a baby and I'd make a funny face and the baby would smile and I think, oh, that's great. I got a smile from the baby, and usually the mother would say, no, it's gas. I'd say, oh, great. Oh, he's having a good time, and he's smiling, too.
So that was just a starting inning. So you never know.
What a lovely moment.
You never know what you're going to get when you get Vin Scully yeah. talking about a happy baby. You know, just back
no, that's just gas.
It was great. No, but this kid was happy. He's like sitting in his mom's lap. Oh, it was yeah. just a shot of the kid there.
Fresh.
And of course, mom is all tatted up. Because,
of course.
Yeah. Because she's a Dodger fan. But yeah, if you get a chance, I have the baseball package, so I love like flipping around listening to different announcers. And I like Vin Scully a lot.
I love Vin Scully, yeah.
Vin Scully a lot. And I really like the Seattle announcers. They're fun. They're one of the few that I will listen to. When the Angels are playing Seattle, I will listen to the Seattle announcers. So they're pretty cool. Also in baseball, the New York Mets are ending what they call the homophobic kiss cam joke. You know the one. They're going to stop featuring players on the kiss cam after fans complained the stunt was homophobic. It's been going on forever. The kiss cam goes around. It shows the shots of the couples in the crowd, and they kiss, blah, blah, blah. And then the last shot is always on two guys in the visiting team's dugout. And they're completely unaware, always.
That's
and,
hilarious.
No, yeah. It's homophobic, Sam.
It's absolutely hilarious.
Check your privilege, bro.
It is hilarious.
Check your privilege. Yeah. Check your privilege, bro.
It is hilarious.
it's a good way to punk the visitors.
Jay Horowitz, the vice president of media relations, says the kiss cam will continue, but it will no longer feature players in the heart-shaped frame in an apparent joke. He said, we have on occasion included players from opposing teams in our popular in-game kiss cam feature. While intended to be lighthearted, and we can't have that, we unintentionally offended some uptight gay people. I'm just filling in the pauses. we apologize for doing so and no longer will include players in the feature. Our organization is wholly supportive of fostering an inclusive and respectful environment at games. The stunt familiar to anyone who's been to a professional sporting event. I've already explained what it is. A few notable exceptions have turned the gag into an inclusive gesture. Back in May, the aforementioned Dodgers featured a same-sex couple sharing a genuine kiss, which prompted cheers throughout the stadium.
So now they're preventing that type of kiss to happen now.
Well, no, they're not. What they're saying is they're not going to feature other players. So it's not going to go to the other dugout. But New Yorker Etan Bednarsh, yes, Etan Bednarsh, a lifelong Mets fan, from the moment he saw catcher Todd Hundley hit a home run, first witnessed the gag in April at a Mets game against the Phillies. The heart-shaped frame captured several smooching couples before landing on two players in the Phillies dugout, prompting snickers. To Bednarsh and his friends, it was no laughing matter. He whipped out his phone and tweeted the Mets. That's right. That's what happens now. He God. Was. I'm so angry. I'm going to tweet
Etard
the Mets. Etard
Buttonosh better keep it in his pants.
Tweet the Mets. Anyway, he tweeted, putting two men together on the kiss cam isn't a punchline. I want to keep coming to games. Please stop doing this. He didn't hear from the team, even as he kept tweeting at it each time he saw the stunt repeated in subsequent games. The most charitable thing to say is a junior high gay joke. That's what he said in a phone interview. All I can say is try and picture the same joke, the same dugout with a man and a woman. And there's no joke. Well, there is, because there's a woman in the dugout.
Oh, exactly. But there's always, I mean, I guess you could kind of say it was a homophobic thing, but there are always, during that process of the kiss cam, there are always awkward people that are like, right. Ooh, I'm not kissing her.
Heterosexual couples
that aren't.
Oh, yeah, it's funny. People like to laugh at the discomfort of others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he said there's nothing funny about it. Tell me what the joke is without getting back to the basic sentence that the joke is the idea of two male athletes kissing or two men kissing.
No, it's two people being uncomfortable.
And guess what? Those two guys, whether they're homosexual or not, could have fun with it and kiss each other, and it would be hilarious either way.
Exactly.
You know?
Check your privilege, bro.
I'm checking it, dude. I'm going to... If I've got
there could be like two drama students who pretend to kiss each other.
Exactly, right.
Well,
it's entertaining.
Well, Etan Bednarsh was frustrated throughout the season. He compiled similar complaints from other fans and tweeted them at the team. He finally got the news he was waiting for last week when he appeared on Huffington Post Live to discuss the issue. It's not an issue. That's why it's on Huffington Post Live.
Which is not news.
He has an issue.
After months of tweeting at the Mets, urging them to end the practice, the organization issued the statement.
End the practice.
Bednarsh welcomed the news as an important first step. He hopes other teams will follow the Mets' example and start showing actual same-sex couples, like the Dodgers did. It's no secret that it's a really rough place for LGBTQ players and fans, he said. I'm really thrilled we're at this place regardless of how long it took, and I'm proud that the Mets made this commitment.
So what if they showed what if they just went past LGBT couples because they didn't want to make them feel uncomfortable?
Right.
Well, I think the whole thing would be like, I think the other thing would be, what if Sam and I went to a game and we're just sitting next to each other, but we're not a couple. Mm-hmm. And then do we have to kiss each other then? Are we homophobic if we don't? What's going on?
Yeah, but like I said, straight couples don't always kiss each other on a kiss cam.
Exactly.
Either.
My favorite is when it's brother and sister.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll get that a lot.
Yeah.
It's like, it's my brother. No.
Yeah. It's like, it's a crapshoot when they do it, period.
Yeah, the whole thing. And the whole point is people get uncomfortable. And you get this couple funny. That's obviously been married for 55 years. My favorite was when they're both listening to the radio. They've got their little AM radio that they brought to the game.
Right.
To listen, and they're not paying attention to anything. But that's what happened. So congratulations, Mets. You're gay friendly. So there was a Jeopardy contestant last week that do people still watch Jeopardy? Finally got Alex Trebek to say Turd Ferguson. That's her only claim to fame because she was terrible, terrible at the game.
Well, it was worth it.
Just a little background. Here's the SNL sketch. Where Will Ferrell played Alex Trebek.
This is the best.
Well,
to this day, one of my favorite SNL skits ever.
Okay, we'll skip ahead to where Burt Reynolds comes in.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not my name.
All right, Turd Ferguson.
Sorry I'm late. I had to pick up my podium from the garage.
Well, you're not late. You weren't invited.
I'd like to solve the puzzle, Alice.
This isn't Wheel of Fortune.
Who is Andre the Giant?
Is that an answer to a question?
No, I was just wondering. Just wondering who is Andre the Giant.
You know what, Justin Bieber, why don't you choose a category?
I will happily answer on Mr. Bieber's behalf.
Christoph Waltz, where is Justin Bieber?
I am afraid that Mr. Bieber had to depart for a prior engagement. But I assure you and all the believers that I will bring the same boyish enthusiasm to tonight's proceedings. Heart, heart, wink, and point!
Let's just do letters beginning with G for 400. And the answer is, this G-shaped letter comes between F and H. Matthew McConaughey, what are you doing here?
So that's from the SNL 30 special. But, so the Turd Ferguson thing, this chick is having a very bad night. The question, and actually the statement you should come up with a question for, this song from a 1999 animated film about censorship had a word censored from its Oscar performance. So,
interesting.
Yes, it is. Kareem, do you know the answer to that question?
Question again?
Animated film?
Song from a 1999 animated film about censorship had a word censored from its Oscar performance.
Oh,
99. It's not coming to me.
Yeah, I don't know either because it's not here. But Talia, not one to be to miss out on an opportunity, did what every SNL watching Jeopardy contestant, and there has to be at least three of them, did. She went for the joke.
Category for final is Oscar nominated songs, and here's the clue. This song from a 1999 animated film about censorship had a word censored from its Oscar performance. 30 seconds, players, good luck. You came up with this as your response for final. Let's see. What is the love ballad of Turd Ferguson? P.S. Hi, Mom. Nope. Sorry. Whatever you risked, and that's $600 taking you to zero.
She should be proud.
So no word.
She even got a hi, Mom in on that.
No word on whether or not Alex Trebek got the joke or not.
Yeah.
he just read it on through like no big deal.
Well,
I don't think he has a clue.
You would have to think he would, but I've heard things. I've heard tapes of him doing like readers for local stations, and the behind the scenes stuff. He's a dick. So, yeah. So the fact that he's unaware of people making fun of him doesn't really surprise me. So Katy Perry is back from Burning Man. Because, you know, she went to Burning Man and fell off of a Segway. And she met some of her super fans outside of a venue. But one of her other super fans wasn't there. And so she decided to have a little fun. Well, you can hear a little bit of this in the tape from TMZ.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Stay bright, Freddie. Welcome back.
I haven't seen you in a year.
Katie,
how are you?
The family's here. The family's here.
You know what we've been through?
Yeah,
we
was waiting for you in the back. You went out to the front.
5 in the morning, every single night.
Yeah, we was in the back waiting.
And every time we left, Alex will leave.
Yeah, your number one fan?
He's the number one, though. What? Don't disrespect me,
canceled.
No, but he's out there all the time.
In Bradford, every
okay, we were there too, but we left. We had to go to work. Yeah.
I understand.
You get a photo with?
No, you don't.
Oh, let's do this.
She just disrespected the shit out of me.
You do not disrespect the shit out of a black woman who is a Katy Perry fan.
She jokingly said he was the number one fan.
Yeah, he's not here. Oh, he's the number one. She's like, what? I didn't know Katy Perry had black fans. This is news to me.
Just look at her titties.
Well, yeah. that part I knew. That's not really news in this whole equation. I was a little surprised Katy Perry went to Burning. This is the new thing with Burning Man. And I know people who go to Burning Man. Some that you wouldn't expect, and some that you would absolutely expect. But the new thing is celebrities are going to Burning Man way too much. It's like, you know, you can go other places. You don't have to go to Burning Man.
Well, you know, once celebrities start going, then it stops being cool.
Well, I don't know that Burning Man is cool per se, but
it used to be.
It's an artist thing. It's a place to go and get really high. And
once upon a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing I posted on Facebook maybe 2 weeks ago, Nate, about Burning Man? It was.
You're gonna have
brilliant.
To be more specific.
Well, anyhow, it was in fact, of course, a commercial. Quiznos had this brilliant campaign, and it looked like they shot it and wrote it. Everything about it was like a legit movie trailer, but it was all tongue-in-cheek. Absolutely fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
About Burning Man. And I think it would be worth pulling up right now. The sound, it's effing hilarious. Anyhow, the guy talks about, like, it's the sequel to Scorch Trials, this and that. And then,
a Quiznos parody?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right, well,
This is fucking hilarious.
Let's take a listen.
I think it's safe to say Coachella was a complete success. We don't know why, but millennials are willing to fork over tons of cash to attend an overcrowded festival in the middle of the desert. It's time now to begin phase two.
Welcome to Burning Man.
You're home now.
The world outside is hanging on by a very thin, non-GMO, cruelty-free organic hemp thread. Beyond this tent flap lies the beginning of your new lives as burners.
Your playa name is Moon Pony.
Okay.
What do you know?
The guy, name is Moon Pony.
No, the guy who gave him that name is an old guy with a big long gray beard, and he's wearing a bear head on his head.
Oh, about this festival.
I know there's a unicorn car that shoots fireballs. I know you have to trade a back rub to be gifted a Quiznos sub. And I know that the only way to get clean is to go through a human car wash.
Don't you want to understand?
Understand what?
How to look cool on Instagram. I just need to know. What do you think of this filter?
It gets better.
They're hiding something. I just saw a Google exec fire jousting with P. Diddy.
They lied to us. Said it was an anti-establishment society based on radical self-expression. It's become a place for rich people to check off their bucket list.
We've got to get out of here.
Indio was one thing. You kids won't last a day out on the playa without subtle exposure to corporate influence.
What's that say?
What the hell?
They're in the cuddle puddle.
Anyhow.
It's
hold on. This line right here is pretty good.
Of this festival will determine the course of humanity. Until next week, when you return to your desk jobs.
That's what it's become.
Yeah.
So
it's become a place for rich people to check off their bucket list.
Yeah. Right above horse breeding.
Right.
Oh, my favorite new line from there's a trailer on Hulu for a new Showtime show, and the guy said, what's the point of having go fuck yourself money if you never say fuck you?
That's true. That's a fact.
Well, Adam Carolla likes to say there's fuck you money and then there's fuck me money.
Yeah.
Which is when you have fuck you money, you've got enough money to say fuck you. But when you've got fuck me money, you have enough money to say fuck you to everybody, even if it fucks you out of money, because you got enough money to say fuck me. Yeah. Fuck me, fuck you. Yeah. Wanted to give credit where credit was due.
Okay.
So that happened. All right, what's got going on here? We did all that, and it's time for this. God damn it. Let me turn this up so you can hear it. It'll make more sense that way.
Twingy twang.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
All right, back down to that wacky, wacky state where a man was caught with his pants down after burglarizing and, well, doing something else in a bar.
All new tonight and only on Wink News, this suspected crook got caught with his pants down, literally, Collier County deputies say he broke into a bar, got drunk, trashed the entire place, then did something really disgusting.
Nightbeat's Christina Lesby was the only reporter there for the takedown live at the Collier County Jail now with the bizarre details in this. Christina, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it truly is a strange story. You guys said it best. This man caught by deputies literally with his pants down. This after somebody called 911 saying that they heard somebody burglarizing that restaurant late at night. It was a one-man party gone wrong. A madhouse at Joey D's outside bar in East Naples.
Who writes this? From the Joey D's restaurant, like the bar area, right next door to us.
Liquor bottles broken, cash register ripped to pieces, and human feces on the floor.
No.
Okay, what kind of noises from Joey D's?
Yes.
The rock is so loud, neighbors called 911. They were going to
say special sauce.
Right.
Well, this is worse than peeing on the froyo floor.
Deputies showed up, guns drawn, thousands of dollars of damage. They say it didn't take long to catch the culprit, though. The suspected burglar was right there, caught with his pants down by his ankles. It was 61-year-old Robert Freedmore. Deputies say his soiled pants matched the crime scene, and it was hard to get him to talk. The owner of Joey D's in disbelief.
It's an absolute mess. It looks like a hurricane went through back there.
A shitstorm, maybe.
I mean, there's thousands of dollars in damage, probably ripped all the monitors out, computers. Tried to rip the drawers out. Look at that. I mean, look at how bent that is.
Rip the drawers out.
I mean, he was on a mission.
Deputies say they took away 8 bottles of pills from Freedmore, weed, and Freedmore stopped by the hospital.
Really?
Before he landed in jail.
Wow.
That's right. He pooped on the floor.
Yes, Florida. Another class act.
Oh, but wait, there's more. Sam, have you been to Disney?
Disneyland, not Disney World.
Okay, well, Disney means a lot to some people.
Yes, it means too much to some people.
It means way too much to this Florida couple. And, well, at least the man won't be going back. Ever. Because he's been bad.
David Swindler and his family are big Disney fans. In fact, this is their van. That's his wife, Tinkerbell. That's David.
Oh, God, not one of those families.
And now they're having a problem with Disney.
And now they're having a problem.
He said his wife, his name, Tinkerbell.
No. There's a Tinkerbell sticker on the back of the minivan.
Oh, okay.
You know what
I'm... Okay, gotcha.
It's not stick figures. It's Disney figures on the back.
Those people make me sick.
Well, get ready to be sicker.
This is my family.
Swindler has taken to social media to plea his case against Disney.
My first and foremost love is Jesus Christ. And my family. And then probably Disney.
Jesus Christ, my family,
and then Disney.
Probably Disney. I might bump them up above my family, depending on if they piss me off. Because sometimes they don't listen. But we continue.
Swindler says he became impatient with an employee and told the employee he was building a meth lab in his room.
I accept responsibility for saying that. Don't know where it came from. Don't know why I said meth lab. I should have said I could have built an atomic bomb or I could have done something else. I wasn't really thinking anybody was going to take me seriously.
Atomic bomb would have been much better.
Yeah. Like in his hotel room?
Yes. Yes, he said he could have built a meth lab in his hotel room. And they went, oh, well, let us call the police on you, sir.
Grumpy, as he's called, had goofed. They took it seriously.
Wow,
Disney
clever.
Treated what he said as the TSA would treat someone at the airport if they said they had a bomb. Orange County deputies checked his room and found nothing. Even so, Disney evicted him from the resort.
It was just a figure of speech. Stupid. I wish I could take it back.
No. I use that figure all the time.
No. I wouldn't even blame him. I blame the stupid-ass person who reported him.
Well, it's first of all, I'm building a meth lab in my room. It's not a figure of speech.
No. It's a joke.
Peoples. No. It was not a joke. It was not a figure. It was dumb.
It was a joke.
Well, let's continue.
Due to trespass warning for all of its properties.
For life.
His children and wife, Shelly, can visit the parks. But not him.
It's been all-consuming ever since then, especially for David. He's been beating himself up a lot about it, as if he had done something that warranted any of this.
Swindler says he was told to file an appeal with Disney's security. A spokesperson told us they will review the complaint and respond.
And this is not taking away my love from Disney. I will not allow them to take that away.
Swindler wants his rights to the park restored. But now he has to wait to see how Disney responds to a joke gone bad.
I want
on
the
your
full
side,
context.
Canamero, First Coast News, NBC 12, ABC 25.
What prompts him to say that to an employee? Were they talking about, is your room need cleaning?
He was impatient. He didn't want to wait anymore.
Wait for what?
Someone to help his sorry ass. I must explain, and you don't know this from the audio. He rides a mobility scooter, so I'm sure he's used to going to the front of the line.
From the other side of the river to you, hey, it's the
oh.
Nate.
Oh, sorry. I'm sure he's used to not having to wait for anything.
Yeah.
So, you know,
but still, like, what was said to him to make him, like, why would you mention your hotel room in a meth lab? I don't. What would prompt that?
I have no idea, Sam. No idea.
Because I feel like I'm with him. I don't see why.
Banned, I say.
Like he could have said, you know, I'm summoning spirits in my room. I'm doing witchcraft. Like it's just as ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, true, but here's the bottom line. Because Stone Cold said so. Disney is a private property. They can ban whomever they like.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about them banning. I'm just saying the person who
escalated the situation.
Need the ass whooped.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably a prick. I'm sure they were just
probably an easily offended prick.
Just following protocol. Yeah. Someone makes a threat, you gotta go investigate.
That's not a threat. I'm building a meth lab.
All right. Job. Well, it's time to we're gonna go back to the political. The most conservative and liberal cities in America. So we're going to have a top 10 countdown of each. Some are big, some are small. So the most conservative from 10 to 1, number 10 is Aurora, Colorado. Number 9, this didn't surprise me, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Number 8, Omaha, Nebraska. Number 7, Anaheim, California. It's a mix of white people and Mexicans.
Well, I guess that's why Disneyland, that's why he got gone.
Well, he got banned from Disney World
Florida. Oh, Florida.
Not Disneyland. Number 6 is Arlington, Texas. The only thing there that I know of is the Rangers ballpark. Number 5, Jacksonville, Florida. Number 4, interested. The most conservative city, Colorado Springs, Colorado.
So Air Force Academy.
Mm-hmm. Number 3, Virginia Beach, Virginia.
That's hard to believe.
Number 2, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Second most conservative city in America. Any guesses it's the most conservative city in America?
Oh, shit.
I got nothing.
Mesa, Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can see that.
Those are the conservatives. Now, how about the most liberal? Number 10, Baltimore. Number 9, most liberal city in the country, Buffalo, New York. Buffalo, New York. Number 8, New York, New York. The town's so liberal they named it twice. Number 7, Detroit, Michigan. Number 6, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Here are your top 5 most liberal cities in America. Boston, Massachusetts at number 5. Number 4, Oakland, California. Oakland.
You can see that.
Number 3, Seattle, Washington. The second most liberal city in the country, Washington, D.C., and the most liberal city in the country, any guesses?
San Francisco, California.
It, of course, is San Francisco, California. Yeah. The most liberal and most overpriced city in America.
Yeah. A lot of those conservative cities have military bases.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that makes sense, because what you get is you get a lot of retired military people. When you have a military base, you get retired military people. But and you get a lot of, in a lot of smaller towns and Bible Belt places and stuff like that. 2 in Oklahoma. Congratulations.
Yeah, but there's a military base in Tulsa. There's a military base in Jacksonville. There's a military base in Norfolk. There's a military base in, where was the other one?
Well, it was the Air Force Academy was
the
one.
Air Force Academy. Yeah. In Aurora, Colorado is north of the Air Force Academy. Mm. And actually, it's between the Air Force Academy and Army base.
Oh, well, then it has to be.
It's like in the middle of those two, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's going to do it. By the way, I want to mention again, if you want to go out and see Diana, she's going to be at Tommy T's in Rancho Cordova tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Go check that out. Check out Tommy T's website for that. Kareem, when is Juke Joint Fridays coming back again?
October the 16th.
So next month, and it's the third Friday.
Third Friday of every month.
Does that interfere at all with Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay. Just want to check.
We should check that.
You probably should check
that. You probably should check that.
Before you start talking too much about it. But October 18th is the next one. So before we do anything else, let's wrap this thing
place.
Up.
It's time for Small Town News.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. New soundboard. We'll figure out better next time. More Speak Out for you in Small Town News. Hey, if Plattsburgh and Beekmantown schools can serve free lunches to all, then why can't my school district do it? My children want to eat from school, but I can't afford it. And I have to send them with boxed lunches. Wah. Hey, if employers and lawmakers wouldn't make it so hard for ex-offenders to obtain employment, those same offenders wouldn't be breaking the law to survive. Let them pay supervision fees if this is what they need to keep them straight while at work. Of course, then they won't be making enough money once they pay the supervision fee, and then, you know, they'll have to. Anyway, hey, it's not fair for the City of Plattsburgh Snow Removal Committee to ask those who do not have sidewalks to pay for those who do. The neighborhoods with the highest tax assessments do not have sidewalks, yet we have the highest tax burden. We pay enough already. There's no sidewalks because they're big houses that you drive up to. That's why. And by the way, it's September and you're worried about the fucking snow on the sidewalks. Hey, tobacco marketing in the City of Plattsburgh targets the lowest income and ethnically diverse communities. More retailers exist in these areas and have the largest tobacco displays, the most flavors of cigarillos and e-cigarettes. Let's protect our community and ensure that we all live healthy lives free of predatory marketing. Shut the fuck up. Hold on. Where is it? Hold on. I got to find that goddamn thing. Where is he? Come on. Where is he? Here we go.
What retarded amateur idiots.
Hey, I recently went to a local store. As I walked in the door, I was greeted by a dog. The sales lady did everything she could to get a dog away from me and was very apologetic. She could see I wasn't a dog person. I wasn't impressed that a dog was freely roaming the store. Not sure if I'm going to return. Just gonna write something passive-aggressive and vague. Hey, the speak out about shoveling sidewalks is so correct. Spend that money on road repair. If walks are too iced over, then cross the street. The other side looks better. Besides, the sidewalks belong to the city, not the adjacent residents. So move on to more important subjects. You dicks.
Look at this. We got a little debate going on in the speak out.
Okay, it's still summer, and they're talking about shoveling snow off of sidewalks. Do you see why I'm happy I don't fucking live there anymore?
Right.
Yes.
So that's going to do it for Small Town News. Jesus. Okay. Deep breaths. At least Scott Walker's not running for president anymore. I have that to console myself with.
Yes.
So, anyway, that's going to do it for Small Town News. That's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. And hope you all have a great weekend. Sam, I know you are going to see AC/DC in San Francisco at AT&T Park.
So good. Here we go.
You want to listen to some really old guys rock out?
With the cocks out?
Well, you never know. Angus Young has the very short shorts. So you never know what you're going to see when you're there. Have you budgeted for a $40, $45 t-shirt? Because that's what they go for now.
Damn.
Yeah.
I budget like $20, $25.
Well, that'll get you half a t-shirt.
All right.
Pitch
in. Me and Hondro can pitch in.
Yeah, you can share a t-shirt because that's what you're going to have to do.
That's what good friends do.
I believe the long sleeve t-shirt.
Get a bucket. I mean a button.
So your $20 will get you a beer and a half or half of a t-shirt.
There we go. Choices, man.
Yeah, it's a tough choice. And who knows, in San Francisco, maybe you'll need some hot cocoa to stay warm. On a Friday night at AT&T Park near the water, it could be chilly.
It does get chilly.
You might want to bring
it. It's supposed to be in the 80s the rest of the week.
You might want to bring a blanket.
Okay.
You never know. I look forward to hearing a review of the concert next week. I'm curious if they still rock.
They're
like
still music. Holding out. Yeah,
40 something years and they're still out there. What's left of them, anyway? So this weekend, I would like everybody to at least figuratively have a drink on me, because I'm not paying for it, but go ahead and raise a glass to me and Kareem and Sam and Diana and the rest of the cast of The Nate Darling Show, past, present, and future. And we'll see you with new shows next week. Bye-bye, everybody.